Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Oh, Dave the Rave, where do you find all these crazy records? Yes, that was a strike! And I'm going to strike you with a lot of really cool tunes today, both the hits and those 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio. As I bring you my Relics and Rarities show, broadcasting live from the No Static Attic. Yours truly, that record geek, Dave the Rave on the radio. Cool 45 that is, and a very expensive 45 too, especially if you have the picture sleeve from 63 on the A&R record label out of San Fernando, California, the Gold Tones. They were called the Gold Tones, a tune called Strike, a tune written by Glenn Campbell. Yes, Glenn Campbell wrote that song, and of course, a lot of people, especially in the collector's market, they thought, well, wow, this is like a group that the legendary Glenn Campbell was a member of, but apparently we found out many years later that it was a different Glenn Campbell, not the same Glenn Campbell that brought you songs like this. Love this record. Day of the Rave with my Relics and Rarities show.
Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea winds blowing. I still see her dark eyes glowing. She was 21 when I left Galveston. Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea waves crashing while I watch the cannons flashing. I clean my gun and dream of Galveston. I still see her standing by the to see, and is she waiting there for me on the beach where we used to run? Galveston, oh Galveston, I am so afraid of dying before I dry the tears she's crying. Before I watch your were seabirds flying in the sun at Galveston, at Galveston.
Mr. Glenn Campbell and the tune that became a top five hit record for Glenn in early 1969 in the tune called Galveston. Here's a former Day of the Rave discovery of the week. Group called The Decades. I could dance to that record all night, no doubt about that. Former Day of the Rave Discover of the Week there from 1966. Originally came out on the Lady Luck record label. In 67, Error Records picked it up. They released the record, but it never really became a hit. But what a great record that was. The Decades in a tune called I'm Gonna Dance. Well, I could definitely dance to this next record. Yes, I think just about everybody can. Shaking the walls here in the No Static Attic. Little Richard, yes, turn it up real loud. Thank you. Little Richard, early 1958, Good Golly, Miss Molly. Send it out to that little girl by request. Miss Yada Kalogis, Newark, New Jersey. D. Clark, top 20 record, summer of 1959. And Hey Little Girl. And here's one for the record baron, Wildwood, New Jersey. Yes, watch that guy on the dance floor. Baron out on the dance floor to that particular record. That was a top 15 record, believe it or not. Top 15 of WIBG in November of 1965. The Duets. The Duets in a tune called Please Forgive Me.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot!
Yes, let's keep that stomping going.
Everybody's doing it, stomp down, stomping time again.
Time again.
kind of funny feeling that even Jim West from Woodbine, New Jersey, he's doing some stomping out on that dance floor. The Couriers on the CB record label out of Lancaster, Pennsylvania. The Couriers in a tune called Stompin' Time Again, EC5.
You say that you love me.
A record that was just about to break out right around this time in early 64 for the Dave Clark 5, Glad All Over. Yes, Irina, you make me glad.
From Motown to soul, surf, and garage rock, nobody has more music than Dave the Rave. This is Relics and Rarities from the No Static Attic.
Watch out, here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot.
Oh,
to find those Sure Shot 45s your way on the Cambridge record label, July 1966, out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sure Shot 45 by the Renegades. The Renegades, what a cool record that is. And a tune called She's Your Find, as we bring you the sound here of the Rolling Stones. Of course, this was a bonus cut, an LP cut, never out on a 45. From Johnny Greco down there in Lincroft, New Jersey, from 1966, The Rolling Stones and Under My Thumb. Well, last week's mystery oldie record. Yes, every week I play a record. You get one guess only. Got to tell me who's doing the record. Of course, the phone number to call. So jot it down, because we have a new 45, a new mystery record coming up for you in just a little bit. That phone number is 609-948-4487. 609-948-HITS. And, of course, you can always email your guest to me, dave@davetherave.com. This was last week's mystery oldie record.
Thank you.
Definitely relate to that particular song. Yeah, she don't love me anymore. Not too long ago. The Uniques featuring Joe Stampley on the Polo record label. And I didn't stump too many people, no. Dave Schmidt from the oldie 1620 radio station. Yeah, he figured out who did my mystery record. Gary Mason, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Kevin Buxton from Campbell Sport, Wisconsin. The King and Queen from South Plainfield, New Jersey. Dawn and Larry Kukan. And, of course, Carol Sigismundi from Edison, New Jersey. Bill Wanner, Mooresville, North Carolina. Dave Greenman Smyska, Stone Bank, Wisconsin. Bill in North Carolina. Yeah, well, I said Bill Wanner in Mooresville, North Carolina. The Great Santi down there in South Beach, Miami, Florida. They all knew that mystery oldie record. Once again, the Uniques featuring Joe Stampley not too long ago. She don't love me anymore. But, of course, if I look at the charts, if I look at the Billboard chart from this very week in 1964... And I look to the number 69 position, making its debut on the Billboard charts. First week on the charts at number 69 this week in 1964. You might say that she don't love me anymore from that last song, but this next song says that my new girl, well...
She loves you, yeah!
Yes, I'm glad. Well, she'd rather say she likes me, but eventually she'll love me. Of course, that song eventually made it to number one. Beatles and She Loves You. Must be something about yours truly, Day of the Rave. It's my record collection, I think. Yes, your record geek with my Relics and Rarity show. From late 65, the Four Tops.
Sing along, Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities.
My request.
Yes, and for the guy who says he's the biggest Daryl Hall and John Oates fan in all of New Jersey, Brian Gregory, Toms River, New Jersey, 1967, in Philadelphia. It's an early record from Daryl Hall.
People.
Thank you.
with that wannabe Temptation sound on that Philadelphia record label, the Arctic record label, an early 45 by a group called the Temptones, led by Daryl Hall from 1967. Yes, Brian Gregory, what a great song that is. Yes, he loves Daryl Hall, John Oates, and of course, formerly in the radio business, used to be a producer and a fill-in disc jockey over there at New Jersey 101.5. The great Brian Gregory, young guy too, 27 years old, Toms River, New Jersey. Well, if you like Hall and Oates, and you like that early 45 there by the Temptones, led by Daryl Hall, also his future partner John Oates, also on a Philadelphia record label called the Crimson Record Label. And also in 1967, he led a group called the Masters. He put out this very cool 45. Day of the Rave, it's my Relics and Rarities show.
People come to me, keep saying, saying. Watch out, foolish boy, she's playing, playing. But I got peace of mind. I knew that girl, she's mine, mine. I knew she was the one from the start. Money should always stay in my heart.
Watch out, she's gonna break your heart.
Not my baby, not my baby.
You
say all the love won't last, keep
fading,
fading. And then one day I'll find she's
playing, playing.
But I guess they just can't see a love like ours was meant to be. I'll never let her out of my arms. I'll give her all the love in my charms.
Watch out, she's gonna break your heart.
Not my baby, not my baby.
Says, gotta dig it. Can't turn that 45 loose. Once again, on the Crimson record label, the same record label that featured songs like Expressway to Your Heart by the Soul Survivors and some very rare Lee Andrews and the Hearts 45s. Crimson Records, The Masters, a tune which back on June 19th of 67 was peaking on the WIBG 99 survey. Yes, at number 79, The Masters featuring a very young John Oates. And of course, well, John Oates and Daryl Hall got together, made a lot of hit records, and ended up in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I Need Your Love, The Masters, a great double-sided 45 and a hard-to-find record, but Day of the Rave with all the records you crave, including my mystery oldie 45. Yes, I play a record. You get one guess only. We play just for fun. You can dial me up right now. I'm taking your calls now. I'll take calls after the show as well. If you end up in the overflow, if you get a recording, leave your name and phone number, and I will call you back. 609-948-4487. Once again, the phone number to call, 609-948-4487. You can also email me, Dave@DaveTheRave.com. One guess only. Who is doing this next record? And good luck to everybody as we play the mystery oldie game.
Just like a child, gotta set your heart to believe.
yourself believe what you're feeling. So I hold out my hand and I'll be your friend. You don't have to be mine. And I'll try and try it again to get you to open your eyes. So little we see and show us where
Mr. Yobi 45, yes, the record geek, yours truly, Dave the Raven, and I'm asking you, who did the record? One guess only, we played just for fun. Call me up right now, 609-948-4487. If you get the overflow, once again, leave your name and phone number, I will call you back, or simply email me, dave@davetherave.com.
Dave the Rave has what you crave. The Rave for your fave.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
Out of 115,000 plus 45s here in the Relics and Rarities Vault, this is my Discovery of the Week. And it's a stone smash from 67. Got to dig this record.
Took your love from me and left me so lonely. I didn't know just where to start since you broke my lonely heart. And darling, now I've got to find love. I've got to find love, or I can't go on. I shouldn't have let you forget I was good to you. And baby, since you left, I'm by myself and I don't know what to do. That is why, in the night I cry, I've got to find love. Find love, or I can't go on anymore. No, I can't go on. I guess I should have explained the loneliness and pain that I feel inside. And baby, since you left, I'm by myself.
I got to
you're looking for that love, New Jersey, New York, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, I found love, yes, and I love that record. That's my Discover of the Week there from Billy Ferrell out of Detroit, Michigan. Billy Ferrell on the La Crystal record label. My Discovery of the Week, write it down, a tune called I've Got to Find Love. And looking at the Billboard charts this week in 1964, wow, debuting this very week at number 99 on the chart. Record. That was the debut of this 45 this week in 1964 on the Billboard charts. And the amazing thing about that particular record, that 45, that's it. Only one week only in the Billboard Top 100 at number 99. Of course, Jackie DeShannon didn't have the hit record with that, but eventually that song became a pretty big hit by the Searchers, When You Walk in the Room. Well, I gotta walk out of the room, as we've come to the end of my Relics of Rarity show. Yes, I'm out of time. Although I'd love to keep playing records for you for hours and hours, because I'm such a record geek. I have no life. All I do is play records, and I love it. Yes, if you've got a special Lost 45, take the Relics of Rarities challenge. Day the Rave with all the records you crave. You contact me, 609-948-4487, or email me, dave@davetherave.com. Archive shows at my website, along with the link if you want to get a Dave the Rave Relics of Rarities double-sided, very cool t-shirt. Yes, pick it up in black or blue, depending on the size you're looking for. Once again, Relics of Rarities t-shirts available at my website, www.davetherave.com. And until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.